Talk Radio.
It was a year ago I began to play air raid sirens at the start of the broadcast. I told you the globalists would try to bring us into martial law during a contested election. They said they would. And now we're here. Trump has declared a national emergency, a particular martial law emergency in D.C. They have manipulated right-wing forces being programmed through the Q Army to launch attacks this weekend across the United States so Joe Biden can bring in martial law. Trump is calling for calm and peace and saying, do not be part of this. But the CIA Q operatives are telling you that's not really Trump's plan. Prepare to launch your attacks. We're going to break it all down coming up today. I'm not blaming most people involved in Q stuff. Some people in the name of Q have done good research. I'm saying the people in control of it and what they're doing are setting us up. Here I am last night telling you about the civil emergency coming. I told you on Sunday exclusively this was already about to happen, and now it's unfolded. Remember 3 months ago before the election, I launched the website 79days.news for the 79 days of hell. And a lot of people said, Jones, Trump's going to win in a landslide. You don't have a problem. Trust the plan and know that he's invincible. And I said then, yeah, all the internal poll numbers show Trump's going to win a lot bigger in swing states he won last time 4 years ago. But the enemy's body language and what they were saying and what they were doing told me that they were going to steal it. And at 47 years of age, I finally learned one thing. Go with my gut. On January 6th, as we're sitting there waiting for Trump to speak, I turned to my crew, they're in the front row, and I said, we got to get to the Capitol. What if somebody creates a disturbance there? And my crew said to me, oh, there's police there, it'll be handled. And I had this burning desire to get my people and leave. They said, no, 20 minutes before Trump finishes, he will then let you out to go lead the crowd. And that indeed happened. And as soon as I get out there, hundreds of thousands had already left. And I had a bad feeling. As soon as I got there, I saw tear gas. And I saw what was unfolding. And the 100 Antifa thugs, along with a bizarre paramilitary group that had started the fight with the police and then breached the Capitol, and the police then stood down. This was a false flag. And this was used to finish up the 79 days of hell. And so now I want to tell listeners something. What is about to happen in this country is going to be so hellish, because my gut's telling me, not just my instincts, but my spirit is. And not just my intellect, but my spirit. They're going to stage false flags in this country. And they're going to attack state capitals around the United States and claim that patriots did it. I had constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes on last night. He told me privately weeks ago that the globalists are manipulating through 8chan the Q people, the more suggestible of them, to go out and launch attacks. And indeed, we know that Antifa started the fight, but Q people were the ones that then went into the Capitol and that gave the media what they needed to demonize the Trump supporters. And they were the ones with the zip ties and military members that really believed they were there to free, you know, the children under the Capitol, and they were going to arrest Pelosi and all this kind of LARPing exercise that isn't virtual reality, but is augmented reality. So just like 2 years ago, I bought this armored vehicle because I knew that Antifa would attack us in the streets and the civil unrest was coming. And just like I said, 79 days of hell was coming. We are now going to see the season of the false flag. Do not go to capitals armed. Do not be part of the demonstrations on January 20th. It's run by the globalists. There isn't some secret plan to overthrow things so Trump wins. All you're doing is cementing things as domestic terrorists so Biden can pass a new Patriot Act and come after you. So I decry all offensive violence, and I'm asking everyone to understand that Q is an AI globalist Chi-Com big tech system to manipulate you, and that if you think you're on a secret mission for the president, you're wrong. Do not be part of it. Do not go out and attack governor's mansions. Already a bunch of governor's mansions have been attacked. It's been covered up because they want the main attack to happen. That was the simulation test. Now they're launching the main operation. I'll cover it all live on the show at Infowars.com/show and band.video.
Stand by.
Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you live to see world government, and you live to see the attempt to take down the Republic. It's live. It's happening now. It's not a football game. It's not a basketball game. It's the real deal. And the globalists? What's their ideology? It is your death. It is your destruction. Oh, he's going to kill the pain because you won't be alive. It'll stop war because there'll be no more humans. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Tuesday transmission, January 12, 2021. And I was born for this. I'm Alex Jones. And so are you. The painkiller. This is the painkiller. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not happy about what's going down, but I am on fire. Because, you know, the allegory and the Christian parable of Lord of the Rings, it is Christian according to the author J.R.R. Tolkien, I agree with him, that when the goblins are near, the sword sting glows bright blue, and it's on fire. I've never seen sting glow so blue. And so I just can't help but be as high as a kite because the evil is rising. And you know, Newtonian physics has been proven to be very accurate. The more advanced the technology gets, the more they know it's absolutely true. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. They've noticed with spectrometers and supercomputers that just looking at a star that could be trillions of miles away, thousands of trillions of miles away, affects it. That's consciousness. That's God's will projected through us. Okay, let me give you the horrifying news. Let's just get it out on the table because you'd want to know about something bad. Your house was getting robbed. If you work down the street and somebody says, hey, there's guys breaking in your house, they're beating your wife up, they're tying her up. Your neighbor's not being a bad person. Your neighbor's saying, hey, you better get home, and I'm getting my shotgun and going over there. So I'm that guy. I'm telling you that they're not just putting your wife in handcuffs. They're skinning her, Mother Earth. And the ones killing the Earth are the ones saying they're the protectors of it. And as things get worse and worse, they tell us it's humans' fault the Earth's dying when they're the ones in their own literature saying they're overriding it. So let's understand this. We're in the midst of a global New World Order revolution against humanity. And this has been foretold, whether you believe in God or whatever it is, or our psychic vision into the future. Because the future is the present, is the past. It's all a space-time continuum. You can move up and down. We saw this psychically coming. We were warned thousands of years ago. And you're not just by John on the Isle of Patmos. I mean, there are Indian teachings, even older, saying basically the same thing. So you have to understand, folks, this has been known for a long time. And our will is great. Our spiritual power is great. Our consciousness is amazing. Our psychic power is unbelievable. We're all like super powerful beings. We're just babies. And the globalists, another species of twisted failure in the universe, are ancient and hunchbacked, but they can kick us around when we're embryos and pretend they're God, but that's all they've got. Imagine a tadpole that becomes God or something damn close. And then there's this some hunchback demonic parrot that knows what it becomes and envies it, so it wants to go down and destroy it. But you didn't destroy the final product. You tried to kill in the womb the signature. But killing the signature is different than killing the thing itself. And I am that thing that the enemy fears. I am. And it doesn't want us to declare that. And so are you, the thing that should not be. Someday, maybe even death would die, to quote Lovecraft. So, I will focus my mind, and I will come back and I will tell you the horrifying news. Now, I talked to an individual that's very well known and a household name who spoke with Giuliani late last night. And Giuliani said, the word is we've been indicted in D.C., Trump, Giuliani, and Don Jr. And I said, but couldn't that be to hold pressure over them to resign and they're not going to release the indictment? And the individual's like, yes, you're finishing my sentences. And so we war gamed it all out. We also found out what the plan was. They planned to SWAT team me in D.C. and blame me for what happened. But that didn't go the way they wanted because the police refused to do it. We confirmed that. Hell, I saw it happen. But I'll be honest, I was so exhausted and had just eaten a big meal on Thursday afternoon and under stress, drank a half bottle of vodka. So I didn't even care when 100 police cars came for me. I mean, I haven't even told you this whole story yet, ladies and gentlemen, but I will tell you all of it. And you're like, Jones, my family goes, why do you tell these stories about yourself if you're so honest? Can't you? No, truth is my weapon. It's all I have. But I now see the entire picture more than ever. I mean, every damn piece of the puzzle. I can zoom in to almost the subatomic level. I can see the matrix. And I know what their next moves are. I know how to stop them. I know what's unfolding. And I understand how I underestimated Q. Q is 100% globalist intelligence, 100% what's left of the U.S. government. And it hates Trump and it hates America and it's planning a giant violent uprising to bring down the country. That doesn't mean you're bad if you were part of it or use the movement to educate people. You're not Q. That's what made you pledge allegiance to it so it can round you up. They're planning truck bombs, mass shootings, bombings of capitals all over. I told you that Sunday from D.C. police and the FBI. I mean, that was exclusively from them and Army Special Operations Command, who are totally freaked out. And they go, finally, okay, yeah, no, this is Q. It's an AI op run by the globalists, probably the Chinese. It's going to activate the patriots who are pissed about what's happening to have a huge violent uprising. They've secretly declared a national emergency. Tell people. I went on Sunday. I told you this. It's on record. Today, emergency announced. FBI says, look at Drudge Report's headline. Pull up. I mean, it talks about huge explosion. Go to Drudge for me. Talks about, you know, national emergency, absolute meltdown. If Trump, quote, indicted or if Trump removed. No. That's what they'll use to indict or remove Trump, 25th Amendment. FBI warns of huge uprising. The Capitol was a dud because Trump supporters by the hundreds of thousands fought the couple hundred Antifa and other operatives and stopped them invading. That's why they had to finally order Capitol Police to open the doors and let them in. Then the officer that was given the order, we're not sure by who, probably Charles Schumer, committed suicide. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Arizona and some oceanfront property I'm ready to sell you. So all the pieces is falling together. We can stop this now. This is bigger than putting Trump in for another administration. They want martial law and gun confiscation to begin. As Biden said, I will defeat the Second Amendment and the NRA. He said it yesterday, and it's on. They're saying all over. They're flooding Facebook, flooding Twitter. Oh, you better be a man and get out there and blow up some Capitol buildings. They stole the election. They're discredited. They're a fraud. So they need violence. Don't be part of it. It's a lie. It's a setup. And we now know the lie. We now know the setup. We know every angle of it. And by the grace of God, we're still on air for this moment. Dug in hard when everybody else is being shut down because we'd already been persecuted first. We knew the mission. And it's all the Holy Spirit, the divine transmission I am receiving. And I just open myself up to receive the transmission and give it as clearly as I can to you. This is not me. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you the transmission straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Targeting works.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
So, using AI systems, you notice years ago Google would only put you in conservative areas if you were conservative. Liberal areas, you're liberal, putting you in groups, that was testing the propaganda and stimulus on you in a psychological test. So through the Q movement, they would already target awake, great people, mainly veterans, law enforcement, others that understood the world was more complex, understood there was globalism, understood there was pedophile networks, understood all this real stuff. So it would load in your belief system exactly the way you thought it was. So you thought this is dead on, and even give you subgroups of Q the way you wanted it. But then it would say, now you're needed on a mission to find this clue online or decipher this. And then a Q leader, many of them operatives, would then, oh, this is what the answer is, and lead you down that road so that the system itself wasn't putting out the orders, but their subgroups, their sub-priest class was sending out the directive. And then, oh, we're going to arrest them. The purge is coming. We're going to kill them. I mean, all this allowed on these message boards, all this prepared. And it was meant to be a giant, insane rampage, handcuffing, killing members of Congress, lockdowns led by Antifa's, the shock force, all in unison. But the Patriots fought back and tackled them and helped the police. So finally they had to order police stand down to let them in. And the guy that gave the order commits suicide conveniently. I mean, this is serious. So this didn't work. So now they need 2.0. That's this Saturday and Sunday. They're now saying, we're going to attack. It's the storm. We're going to hit the capitals. We're going to hit D.C. And so Trump, knowing he's got to stop small percentage of his own base being mind controlled, using their love of America and Trump and fighting the globalists to then trigger a mass uprising that brings in the gun control and permanent martial law. Even for all you tough guys on Infowars.com and Band.video, I see commenting, who we know are operatives, most of you. Oh, Jones, you're a wimp. You're a shill. You never beat tyranny, without violence. Really, most of the revolutions of the last century were nonviolent. They were social. They were noncompliant. Really, Mahatma Gandhi defeated the British after thousands of uprisings over 300 years. And he did it with civil disobedience. Martin Luther King. Did black folks running around murdering, killing white people ever get them freed? No, because most whites didn't own slaves. 98% didn't. But when folks sang Christian hymns and they watched them get their heads beat in, white people, like my grandparents and their parents, said, "This is BS, man. We're not bullies. We're not doing this anymore. We're Christians." So, nothing ever got resolved without violence. Okay, well, let's take that lie and say it's true. Sometimes violence does resolve things. Once the enemy starts it, once you've educated the public about who the enemy is, once it's clear cut. But the globalists are all about you not knowing who did it. They're going to set off truck bombs in major cities this weekend or next week. That's their plan. I told you it's coming. You already saw it. They're going to stage mass shootings, and they're going to put it all over the news and say, you did it. So I will be out at the Capitol this weekend, but not with guns. I knew this was all coming. I'll be in an armored vehicle. And I'm going to be documenting who did what and what happened, but I can't be in all 50 capitals. So go out there, pray to Jesus, have your video camera, and document every person, because you can't miss these Antifa. You can't miss. You'll see Chinese state party people, like the guy that planted the pipe bombs they just showed. You'll see Chinese agents. They'll all be wearing masks. You'll see Antifa wearing black that wear pink bandanas as signifiers, and then guys in camo covering their faces with backpacks as well. They are deep state mercs, DynCorp, Halliburton, you name it. They're making a full move on us. So, Gateway Pundit gets it right. Do not attend armed protest at state capitals for inauguration. Possible? No, there's no possible about it. Sinister plot hatched by radical left to take away gun rights. That's it. He wants to come in against guns. He wants to start a fight with America and have the moral authority of a bunch of dead people. You know, I went to Georgia a month and a half ago. We went with a state rep. We marched in peacefully. We gave a speech. We did a great job. We left. I thought it was the same thing that was about to happen in D.C., but we weren't going to go in the Capitol. And I showed up 30 minutes into it, and there was no cops anywhere. They stood down by the time I got there. So this isn't my opinion. We know where this is going. We know why Q attacked me early on, because Q figured out I would figure out what it was. And I know U.S. intelligence was involved in it. It was even started under orders by some campaign officials in the Trump operation who said, oh, let's do this so we can put out information like Jones puts out against Hillary and the rest of them, but so nobody gets sued. But it was instantly taken away in 3 weeks by the group that tricked the Trump campaign people to authorize it. And so to the average Q-tard, it's like there's no way. Not even God talks to Q. Like, Q is God's daddy. But all it is intelligence operatives manipulating you to destroy the Republican Party, to destroy Trump. And you say, well, what's Q going to do when Trump's gone? Q will be discredited. Q is one contingent, not the whole thing, Antifa is going to be involved, in starting the civil war that destroys America. And then it'll still be the behind-the-scenes group led off of the 8chans and the rest of it. When I'm in prison and Trump's in prison, they'll be still controlling the opposition so they can keep martial law in place by having badly coordinated, idiotic terror attacks run by Q-tards, or that Q-tards are going to take the blame for. This is augmented reality, where they take, like the Pokemon game, where you Pokemon Go, where you go out and people would go in your garage or go in your house. They could put somebody's house as a psychological test, and people would go to that house, and then they'd say, as Robert Barnes said, oh, I see beams of the house. Look like an arrow. The treasure must be hidden up in the top of that. They tear people's houses apart. And it's the same thing, because it's not just virtual reality. It's virtual reality over reality, and your brain gets tricked and thinks it's real. I told you so much about Q. I told you Trump was going to lose by fraud. I told you, do I have to be right again when the country's on fire next week? Because even if the Q people don't show up, Biden's going to probably detonate those pipe bombs, those car bombs. They did a dry run last week. The Capitol wasn't totally rushed, didn't go the way they wanted, so they didn't detonate the pipe bombs that were found. So that's what's happening. They're trying to use mob psychology to control you. We have Joel Skousen joining us to talk about this. Ali Alexander, who they claim is in hiding. No, they've banned him everywhere. He's unpersoned, so he can't speak for himself. Patrick Byrne's going to be joining us. He's got a peaceful solution to all this and so much more. And we've got what President Trump says about all this in a little speech he gave before he flew to Texas and more. But the big news is Giuliani believes and has been told that he, Don Jr., and the president have been indicted for incitement by the District of Columbia last night, and that it'll be announced this afternoon. Notice they are conveniently on their way to the great state of Texas. And just south of where I sit, we have reporters on the ground in Alamo City, a suburb of McAllen, right on the border with Brownsville. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. InfoWars.com. Always true. Always faithful.
The project for world government developed by the British Empire via Cecil Rhodes, then picked up by the Rockefeller family and the major robber barons of the planet by the 1920s, is all about corporate global governance. And now you're seeing it. It's not just the blue states, the blue cities, the communist and socialist nations all working in unison under UN control to establish a medical planetary dictatorship. At the core of it is the Fortune 100 corporations themselves funded by a handful of private central banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Dutch and British royalty being at the very heart of that. Then you learn the Dutch and British royalty aren't even Dutch or British at the same time. But they go back to the literal Count Dracula and the wars in between Christendom and Islam. Those that don't know history really are doomed to repeat it. They're involved in imploding the world economy. That's what the social distancing, the mask are all about. It's about bankrupting local small businesses. And those that comply are complying with your own destruction. Wake up. It's not a...
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's what we're witnessing. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I want to be 1,000%, 1,000,000,000% clear, infinity clear. Just because people got into a cube movement and exposed government pedophile rings, or the private Federal Reserve, or Xi Jinping, and the New World Order, or animal-human hybrids, all that's real. That was a liberty movement that already existed. But as our movement to expose global government and expose the power structure hit phenomenal levels, they had to have something where there's a priest class again. Because if you don't believe in mainstream media, you don't believe in government, you don't believe in the main church, which you shouldn't, well, now there's a Q priest that has secret intelligence that tells you about the New World Order. People come up to me and they go, Q exposed Jeffrey Epstein. I'm like, Q came around 2.5 years ago. I exposed it 15 years ago. And it's not about, oh, I'm in competition with it. I see where you pledge allegiance to it. You do all this. And then I see the highly suggestible Q followers who are the ones with the zip ties and going and thinking the mass arrests and the storm is here and it's all about to happen, ruining our big, giant, beautiful event of 1 million people saying we don't buy election fraud and Joe Biden can't fill the back of somebody's, you know, parking lot with 50 people, but we've got 1 million. And then Trump's declared an emergency and Trump says, don't be violent. And then I see the storm is here. We're all going to take over. We're going to get the globalist. And so it's a very complex issue, but we know Antifa's communist. We know they're globalists. We know they triggered the Capitol and then manipulated not just Q people, but regular, well-meaning, red-blooded Trump supporters, only a few hundred maximum. And most of them came in and walked between the lines with the, there's your riot, with the velvet purple, you know, deep red, red carpet dividers. Can we pull that footage up of the supposed riot? The media doesn't want you to see what C-SPAN had a shot of. And it's just 100 people or so walking under the rotunda. And there you've got the red-purple ropes. We showed it on the earlier show today. If we can find that, it'd be great. But, I mean, that's what went on. And then four people get killed, and later a cop dies of a heart attack? and that's the end of the world, and no fly list for anybody that went to D.C., and Trump should be arrested, and Pence should be arrested, and Giuliani and Alex Jones and everybody else. It's crazy. And then they had, if you can't find it, ask Matt. He knows where it is. And then you are at it in post, because I know we're live right now, but I've got to have that shot. We should be looping that shot, those shots. Yeah, there it is. But there's not just that one. There's shots from, like, up at the top of the rotunda that just shows them all orderly, not even leaving it, not even leaving the guide rails. So that's where we are, and that's what we're dealing with as a society and as a culture. And there have been, when I say hundreds, it's more than that, publications, including the Wall Street Journal that had to retract and others have, saying Jones led the attack. He said, attack, storm it, get them, get them. Meanwhile, I was there saying stop, and got most people to turn back and not go in, who thought it was like an open tour or something. They didn't even know what was going on. The larger crowds that showed up later. I showed up 30 minutes into it. Did not even know what was going on until I saw flashbangs and tear gas. So imagine how deceptive this corporate media is. There it is. Look at that footage. NBC News. This is the new Pearl Harbor. Chuck Schumer said this was as bad as the 3,100 dead at Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, a day of living infamy. This is thousands of Japanese Zero attack aircraft with torpedoes and bombs sinking more than 20 battleships and other ships. Look at it. That, if you're a TV viewer, of course, a radio listener, I'm being sarcastic. Back that up. It's literally the Grand Rotunda with like 30 people wandering around taking selfies. And then one guy, he's a revolutionary. He kicks over one of the stands, one of the brass stands. I see more rowdy nights on a Friday night. Back in the old days, we had an open free society when high school kids were screwing around at the movie theater. Hell, one time they caught some of my friends sneaking in their friends through the back movie theater door. Remember that? You didn't have money for a movie. Your buddies would let you in. I knew some guys tied their truck chains to one of the doors of the movie theater and pulled the door off. God, that was worse than Pearl Harbor, too. I didn't do it. I was drinking a Schlitz malt liquor at about 14 years old and watched them do it, though. But that was Dallas. See, that was worse than Pearl Harbor. That was worse than Alderaan being blown up by Darth Vader in episode 4 of Star Wars. I mean, I saw people tie chains to a movie theater back door and pull it off its hinges. So if walking off of Pelosi's lectern or sitting in her office is Pearl Harbor, well, then pulling a door off a movie theater is all of World War II, all of World War I, all of Nazi Germany, all of Mao Zedong, all death that ever happened on Earth from now back to the beginning of time. This was the ultimate assault in history. Free speech must end. We must have no fly list for Christians. That's where this is all going. We must have forced inoculations. All these folks are dying from it because the police opened the gates up and waved people into the Capitol. Man, I tell you, on purpose, they didn't coordinate. They knew Trump was going to call for this rally. They knew Trump was calling for a march days before. Trump just thought they'd have Capitol Police. Instead, hundreds of thousands march. I'm there. Antifa attacks. Patriots kick their ass. So these weird paramilitary groups in camo, these are big guys. It's military. They went in and attacked, opened the breach. The cops stand down, and boom, it's over. So, yeah, all that Q military intelligence. Like that one general, it's not Flynn, it's the other one. He's like 80 years old. He was on a video this weekend. I forget his name. He's like, Army intelligence broke in to get the thing. They needed the attack as the cover to get the laptop. It's not how you steal a laptop. You do it digitally. Everybody's like, oh, Special Forces did it. Yeah, and Special Forces says raid all the other capitals this Saturday and Sunday. No, don't do that because some 80-year-old general who can't even find his ass with both hands tells you to. Oh, Army intelligence. There's this intelligence group out of Arizona. It was defunded 15 years ago. It doesn't exist. I looked it up. Any moron. This particular intelligence group is running it all. It's called the Kraken. And that's what they said. The Kraken's about to be released. Meanwhile, I'm on air like, Well, let me get Army Special Operations Command on the line, or let me get Roger Stone on the line, or let me get Giuliani on the line, or let me, and they're like, oh, we don't want them. They don't know anything. And it's not about like, oh, I'm interfering with your Q power. I've been around 27 years. I am who I am. My family's on the Mayflower. My family raised Colonel Travis's son. My family was in the most elite Army special units there are, CIA, everything else. And they told me the government's corrupt and evil and I should fight it. I did all this myself with supporters. And I sit here and watch a bunch of delusional lunatics sit there and believe that you're fighting the New World Order when you have rolled the gravy train in for martial law and national gun confiscation. And then you're going to get the civil war you're looking for. But it looked to me like the few Q-tards, and once you got into the Capitol, there, with your zip ties, nobody was there because it was a setup. It was a LARPing. It was a drill. Their speeches were already written. It was prepared. So, newsflash, next time you launch a violent revolution, make sure it isn't run by your enemy laughing at you. Meanwhile, all over the United States, Antifa is marching to the streets, beating people, police run in fear, and they announce they rule America. They rule. They rule. They rule. They rule. They rule. They rule. So let's not walk into their trap this weekend coming up. Let's document it. Let's expose it. And let's get the word out now. They want us off the air so the truth doesn't get out. When we come back, Trump's statement before he flew to Texas, the latest in Texas, our reporters on the ground in Alamo, Texas, not the Alamo in San Antonio, folks. Told people there's already a crowd at the Alamo in San Antonio. No, it's the Alamo. It's a little suburb of McAllen on the Texas border in South Texas. And we've got so much more, and PBS's director calling for Molotov cocktails at the White House, and more on the other side. This is The Resistance.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
The word apocalypse means the revealing of what was once hidden. And now that all the lies are being revealed, what will you do? We know that millions will do absolutely nothing. They will do whatever they are told, as if obedience is a virtue. It is the patriots of the world versus everybody else. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge my duties as best as I can. So help me God.
Infowars.com. Bam.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Are blind, but I can see. The sun no longer sets the Satanists free. But those of us that love God, we love the night as well as the day because we don't fear. In fact, the light is even brighter in the dark. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Got a lot of big guests coming up today to give us their take. Patrick Byrne, Inside Baseball with the President. Ali Alexander, persecuted. They claim he's running ahead. No, that he platformed him everywhere. No social media, no communication, no banking, no nothing. Joel Skousen, and then I'll continue with your calls in the fourth hour with Trump's speech, but he's always about 15, 20 minutes late from Alamo, Texas, South Texas. But I want to be clear here. There's a lot of people working in this office that got into Q, because 99% of it's reasonable and real, and it's covering things that are already well known. And so they're going to try to persecute Q followers after this insurrection they're trying to stage, that they'll then blame on Q and the Proud Boys. And I'm very close to revealing information. I just want to be 100% accurate when I do it. I'm about 95% right now that a major patriot group was infiltrated ahead of this event. Their leader was arrested so that a globalist Fed could be put in charge of it, so they could also be part of it. I know the FBI knows it because they were in command of it. And no matter what happens to me, that information is already ready to come out. It's in certain national talk show hosts and others' hands. So they're taking over every group. They're commandeering it, and they tried to manipulate me. I have a question to the president. And it looks like he was set up and I was set up. He was approached. He's already answered one part of it. I have to get another question answered, where they said, hey, we want Alex Jones to lead the march from here to the Capitol. And Trump thought it'd be like 50,000. He had no idea. He goes, yeah, we need somebody to do that. Have the Secret Service help him. Because at first, once I saw that last Wednesday, I thought, did I get set up? Did Trump really say that? And the word is, Trump did say, I want Jones and others to lead this. You saw Trump say on the stand, like, I was not going to lead it. I'm sitting there. I've had a bad feeling. And then Trump goes, and by the way, after this, we're going to march down there peacefully. You know, they've edited all that out of what he said, but he said that. And we're going to show them peacefully the will of the people that we don't buy this fraud and our numbers. And as soon as the Secret Service came and waved us over and opened up the gate, I went out, told my wife, stay back here. So I had a bad feeling. I said, this may not be safe, honey. I had a bad feeling. And then, of course, the Secret Service guys that waved us over, they weren't part of this. They're compartmentalized. But the Capitol Police stood down. But I finally got my cell to work once I'd gotten out of the crowd, because they had like some bubble. It wasn't just everybody using cell phones. They had something that could cut off cell phones at Trump's speech. They admit they had that. And I called Roger. He wouldn't answer. So I talked to one of his. They go, no, he's not going. He has a bad feeling. And he's told that whole story. And then he had a really bad feeling and left at like 4. At 4:30, they SWAT teamed his hotel room. And I learned they came to my hotel room, too, and came in. I was over at the OEN studios where they're at. I rented it from the building to be on top, so I didn't know. But the next day, like I said, 100 police cars showed up for me, and they said, you're leaving now or you're arrested. And I'm with D.C. senior cops that are off duty that we hired. They're like, listen, I've never seen anything like this. They're saying they did a 10:33 or I forget what they said. It's like a 10-something means officer down. They said, Jones has shot an officer. They said, we never seen anything like this. The cops are like, we know you didn't do it. We're being ordered to arrest you. You got to go now. I mean, I had the cops, like, to my the cops I was with, like, these cops are all around me. They're like, you got to go. People go, where's the video? You think I'm pulling cameras out when there's 100 police cars around the building? And they're saying, we got a 10-whatever officer down saying you shot a cop? They go, we know, Mr. Jones, you didn't do it. Go now. Go, go. So I go to the hotel. A mile away, we get our bags. There's like 20 police cars around us. So they wanted, we're told, Trump wants you and Roger to lead the and I'm like, God, that sounds crazy. I'm like, Roger, get a call. And he goes, I'm not going to waste my time when I talk to Trump asking about some march, blah, blah, blah. But I guess I'll, you know. So I'm telling you, folks, this is a movie, man. Just like they manipulated me to go lead a march. That was a setup. They're manipulating you through Q. So I'm not judging you. I fell for it as well. This is psychologists and psychiatrists doing Milgram level experiments 2.0, Stanford prison experiments. Coming up in the 30 minutes before Patrick Byrne joins us, I'm going to play the bombing of the Capitol in 1983 that the media said was good by communists, the woman that founded Black Lives Matter. She bombed it. She's a good person, the media says. I'm going to play you PBS principal counsel Michael Beller incites Molotov cocktails at the White House. That's all loving and good. That's all breaking. And I'm going to show you what the president had to say before he flew off to Texas and is now here. In fact, speaking of that, let's just play what the president just had to say about the situation about censorship and about peace. Here it is. So again, this is the clip I was given. Can we find a better clip? Let's just stop. I'm sure we can find a better clip of that. I read the transcript of what he said. I hadn't seen that or heard that audio. That is abysmal. Let's see if we get a better copy of that. Thank you. So that's coming up. But he says the censorship's abysmal. Let's all be peaceful. It's not Trump's fault what happened out there by any stretch of the imagination. Under this yardstick, if there's a riot at an NFL football game where they've had dozens killed in stampedes or hundreds of cars burned, is the Dallas Cowboys bad? The Lakers have won championships and 6-7 people get killed and dozens of cars get burned and shops get looted. Does the Lakers go to jail? It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely unbelievable. We're going to go to break, come back, and break all this down in the second, third, and fourth hour today. And I cannot impress upon you that they're censoring everybody else. Nobody else built systems like ours to be redundant. They still may be able to shut us down. So while you still can, go to band.video, download every video you can and save it. Share the articles, share the reports, pray for us, and also financially support us. Because if they take our credit card merchant stuff away, they're not trying to take the merchant accounts. They're trying to take credit card service away. They've done it to a bunch of people. They've done it to Trump. Trump lost his bank accounts today, private and public. You know, his company and his private. This is total Nazi Germany. So I need as much capital as I can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, you need Storable Foods, the highest quality ready to ship. You need the supplements, the Pollen Block, the X2, the X3, the DNA Force Plus, the Super Male Vitality back in stock, the Living Defense that's so good for your guts and so good for your body. You flush everything out and make you so healthy. Next level, Beyond Probiotic, Living Defense, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and our Liquid Turmeric Formula that's just as good, maybe even better in ways. That's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. But it's that capital. It's all up to God. I'm not worried about it. However much money comes in, no matter what happens, we'll stay on air till they cut the lights out, and it's up to all of you after that. So we'll just stay faithful. It's kind of like in that 1980s movie, The Thing, and he thought he killed it, but he knows one's still alive, and the whole camp's burning. It'll be 30 below zero, 50 below zero in an hour. He says, let's just sit here a while and see what happens. I mean, I'm kind of in the camp. It's on fire. It's really warm right now, actually, but it's going to get real cold. And that's okay. Then you're going to be left alone with the contact tracers coming to your house, bagging your parents, bagging your kids, dragging you out. And you're like, well, why would they do it? Because they want tyranny. They have a hunger to rape you, a hunger to put you in a camp, a hunger to inject you, a hunger to hurt you. That's what psychos are about. And tyranny is organized psychos taking control for mass feeding. Low-level psychos kill a few women, a few children get caught. The high-functioning ones, they do it on a mass scale. And so everything is setting the table, preparing the meal. They've got it all ready, and they're just now ringing the dinner bell to kill 50, 100 million Americans like Larry Grathwald caught the weathermen that run this whole thing saying we're going to put 50 million in camps, kill 25 million Americans. There were 200 million Americans when they planned to kill 25 million. So you understand, the journey is the destination. They want to rape you in a death camp. They want to inoculate you and watch you have a convulsion. They want to kill you. They love hurting you. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. There's nothing you can do except face reality. Facing reality is how we beat them. We have cancer. We have a satanic cancer. Hitler was just a beta test. You are under attack. They're never going to stop. They are driven by an energy. Look at them. They're wraiths. Look at Schumer. Look at Pelosi. They're dead humans. They're globalists. These are wraiths. These are not human. They're coming. They need your brains. They need your soul. They don't have it. They want to destroy you. They want to bring you down. They want to annihilate you. They love Chinese death camps. Apple loves it. They all love it. They're all turned over to evil. They're under Satan's control. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.